My name is Scott Miller. I work for our Office 365 customer experience team at CXP team. We're part of the Office 365 engineering team. I run our worldwide fast track operations team, and that basically means the fast track engineers, fast track managers, the processes tools that are helping you deploy Office 365, that's my team. If you're pleased, if you've already engaged with them and you're pleased, that's me. If you're not pleased, that's me too. So come talk to me at the booth. I want to hear about your experiences, both good and bad. And I think what you'll see as we go through this presentation, kind of one of the key goals is not just learning about what we offer, because you can read the service description, and a lot of you have already engaged us, so you kind of know that. But I want to share what the experiences that we have with you as customers, and what are the best practices. You know, so we're learning all the time, and that's why your feedback is valuable. We've changed this service and iterated it over the last 2 years. This is our beginning of our third year this September, and if someone on my team here knows, I mean, it's hundreds of changes. I know one of the guys on my team that runs all of our change management, he was giving me a quarter-by-quarter play, and it was over 100 changes per quarter based on feedback, based on the data, the learnings that we get. And this is why one of the key reasons this is part of the engineering team is so that we can constantly look at what we're doing process, procedure-wise, as well as what we can build into the product. So when you go to that admin console or you pull up a wizard, that it's actually from the experiences of other customers that have gone through that process before you. So that's a key reason, but that's kind of the key goal here, is to learn what other customers are doing and see kind of this feedback anecdotally, and then we'll also kind of share, you know, what we've learned in our best practices here. So some of these first slides are not going to tell you anything new. Maybe they will, but for the most part, just high-level overview, and then we'll kind of deep dive into some of the details. And then, you know, let's save questions for the end, and what I'll ask is, when we get done with the presentation, because we are recording this, use the microphones. That way the questions can be heard by the viewers that are viewing this online, and we kind of put all those questions in at the end. So Microsoft Fast Track is an onboarding and adoption assisted service. It's the customer success service in our formal marketing guidance as to what we do. But included as part of this service is obviously Office 365 for all customers. If you weren't here when we first started, right before the session started, I had some MythBusters. And you know, one of the things that we first came out with was that this would only be for customers after a certain date. And when you look at the totality of customers that we have and partners that work with us, it's in the thousands upon thousands. This year alone, we will onboard over 90,000 customers to Office 365 using the Fast Track service. That's 50 seats and up, but that's a massive amount of customers. So when we first started this, we thought, well, we better not try to worry about all the customers that have gone before. Let's just focus on the new ones, and let's scope it to where we don't get overrun. What we found is, again, managing that took more time than just letting everyone come in and start working with them as fast as we could. And we can usually catch customers within 2 to 3 days of purchase, and I'll say this before someone starts shaking their head, no, there are customers that we miss, and so if you're one of them, I do want to hear specifically from you. You can send me an email at scottmill, S-C-O-T-T-M-I-L, at microsoft.com, or you can catch me at the booth. But we have most of our processes fixed. When you purchase, whether it's direct or whether it's through an account team, you know, we see you in our commerce system, and then we pull you into Fast Track and we start working with you. Again, by design, the only qualifier is you've purchased 50 seats or more. This is for Exchange, SharePoint, Skype, Yammer, Office, including E5, it's EMS, Intune, and AADP. We don't do Azure RMS starting probably within the next 30 days. We won't be doing that. If you're already in and we're working with you, we'll continue to work with you on that. The Azure RMS team is going a different route for providing an onboarding capability for customers. So that, you know, we're just not going to focus on that right now. But this is service onboarding. Again, the change over last year was that we included helping you drive adoption and usage of the service. This is very important to you from a value perspective. It's important for us to get usage out of the service because, again, the more users we have, the more data that we can gain and see how to optimize the service and make it better for everyone. Email migration, Exchange, Notes, Gmail, GroupWise, file migration, SharePoint, Box, Google Drive, regular file shares, if I didn't say that earlier. So this is a very comprehensive service, and if we could save questions to the end, I hate to do that to you, but keep that thought and just go up to the mic when we're ready. So all of these things are included. This is very comprehensive service. When we started this 2 years ago and we were building this out, a lot of people said, hey, you know, you can never do all of this. It won't be comprehensive. You can do the little customers, or you can do just Office 365 or just Exchange. But that's not what you all continued to ask us for. So we've evolved this service, so it is very comprehensive. We use, you'll see in one of my next slides, we have a whole bunch of people, but we use subject matter experts when needed. So we can cover this, and the tooling and the process that we have, I'm not sure if you attended Bob Davis and Cyril's presentation yesterday in the afternoon, but one of the points made there was that, you know, we've designed this, again, from an engineering perspective, to scale. And one point that Bob made was, you know, back when we first started this, if you were doing migration and paying for it, paying a partner to do it, or doing it yourself, it would cost you anywhere from $10 to $20 a mailbox. While we provide this service to you all for free, our cost is under 30 cents a mailbox. And again, that's just because of the optimization and the volume and the tooling that we've used and that we've developed over the last couple of years. From a delivery perspective, we have teams all over the world. We're in 10 plus locations, and if I included all the locations my team lives in and works remotely, it would be 15 to 20 countries that we live in. But we support 12 languages, and again, all time zones. So this is, again, a comprehensive team. We're able to scale regardless of where you live or if you're a global company. You know, we can work with your different divisions all over the world. So then what are some of the kind of the quick facts that I wanted to share? Maybe I talked a little bit about this earlier, but we have over 600 engineers and fast track managers worldwide. We've collected over 50,000 success plans. And we'll talk about success plans briefly in this presentation, but Angie, if you'll raise your hand right here in the middle, Angie Livermore is going to be doing a presentation later today, right? I'm looking for you to head nod. 2 o'clock at theater, one of the theaters, Theater 3, and going into detail on how to create a success plan. So those of you that kind of commented earlier, how do you get connected before you purchase? This is one area that you can go develop a success plan and start collecting that information right away. New customers that we take in a month, we take in over 4,000 new customers a month into the Fast Track Center. Again, I told you 50 seats and up. If you want to understand what that demographic looks like, we'll do about 60,000 customers between 50 seats and 149 seats this year, and the other 40,000 are 150 and up. So quite a significant variation in kind of the customer sizes, all the way up to 100,000 seats plus we take on, all the way down to 50. But again, 4,000 a month. So, you know, we're quickly looking for those customers that are ready to move forward. You know, a good portion of our customers purchase, and then they want to then step back and think about, you know, what their timeline is. And some of them have blockers, and I'll talk through how do we work with customers that have technical blockers or business level blockers, and how to best navigate through those quickly. We've enabled over 22,000 customers since we started, 2.4 petabytes of data migrated, 3.3 million seats migrated, and then we measure We measure customer sat in two ways. One is product sat, but the other is how satisfied are you with the Fast Track Center? And we have a 185 score. Thank you very much for that. That comes from you all. And it comes from our engineers and managers working really hard to make sure you're satisfied with that experience. 185 is out of a max score of 200, so this is very positive. I'll tell you, our target is 190. So we have a very high target here. My goal is to make sure that that experience that you have from end to end, that you've gotten what you needed through this Fast Track service. One thing that I didn't put on the slide that I'll tell you, though, is you know, from the time we started to the time now, so if you were a very first Fast Track customer and you're thinking, hey, I have other workloads now, I want to go through again, which you're allowed to do, what am I going to experience different? We've seen a 38% improvement just in our overall processes. So time to onboard, we've gained 38% efficiency from the first time that we've done this to the end. And so we're, again, passing this on to you. We've reduced the number of steps it takes to get connected to the service and to start using. So then, what's the process that we go through here? Step number one. So we've worked with thousands of customers in doing this onboarding. And one of the first things that we ask customers to do is take a step back. You've purchased Office 365. You're ready to transform your organization. And if you allow it, our engineers will automatically jump right into workload discussions, assessments, remediation plans. But I'm asking you to help restrain them. Talk to them about what your vision is. Talk to them about what you want to get out of your transformation. Why are you going to the cloud? It's important that you understand this. And the next slide, we're going to talk about some of the scenarios that we want to walk through, but that's why. If you understand how you want to use this service, this suite, this product, then you're going to get the most out of it right from the start. Next, you want to define the business scenario. So again, I'll walk through those on the next slide just to give you an example of some. But that's going to be so important than just jumping right into the product by product and a serial deployment of the workloads. And then you want to define the metrics. You want to have a plan for a successful rollout. What are your due dates? What are your metrics that you're going to be measured on? And if you would share them with my team, we'll take on those metrics with you. We'll make sure that you get what you want, because if you're an IT person in this room, accountable and responsible for this deployment, then we're going to be right there with you. But we want to know what that date is. And I'll tell you later in this presentation why it's so important for that due date. So I mentioned scenarios on the previous slide. So instead of just saying, hey, I want to use Exchange, I want to use SharePoint, I want to use Skype, just tell me how to enable it and I'll be good to go. I'm asking you just to, again, think a little bit about how you want to use it. And just a few of these scenarios, these are the ones that I'd say most customers fit in. If you have others, come by the booth and tell me, and we'll put them up here next year and talk about those as well. But I'll just use one example here. And I'll just refer one. Bob Davis yesterday talked about, you know, how do you collaborate in your organization? And if you decide you're going to use the new modern groups and Outlook to collaborate and share information and to, you know, edit documents on the fly with multiple people editing, modern groups is a great way to do it and to collaborate. Again, if you work a lot in email, it's perfect. If you want to do that, and then you work with the Fast Track engineer and say, hey, let's deploy Exchange. I'm going to use modern groups. And that's all you do, you're going to be very disappointed. Because you also need to deploy SharePoint. You need to deploy OneDrive for Business. So if you talk to us in the solution and the scenario that you want to enable, we can help you define what services you need to deploy at the same time. Another one that's very important is, you know, this scenario, get it done from anywhere. When you're talking about working wherever you are, like a lot of us do, A lot of you are working here on multiple devices, on your tablet, on your iPhone, on your computer, your laptop. If that's a decision that you make as an organization and you say, okay, I'm ready to deploy Exchange and do email from any device anywhere, well, how are you securing that device? How are you managing your mobile devices in your environment? So we would ask you, are you ready to deploy mobile application management without enrollment? Are you ready to deploy Intune along with Exchange? How do you secure at the same time that you enable the users to use Outlook? So again, these scenarios, we'll walk you through those. This is all part of the envisioning session. Angie's gonna do this at 2 p.m. She'll walk you through creating the success plan. A lot of this is on our fasttrack.microsoft.com site as well. Once you've done all your envisioning, you're now ready to do the technical work. You're ready to start the onboarding process. And number one, we're gonna help you prepare your technical infrastructure. This starts with an assessment process, and we're gonna use some tools like IDFix, some health checks, and I'm sure a lot of you are familiar with these same tools, but we'll walk you through using these tools to create a remediation list. Now, one of the important things about Fast Track is we're not here to remediate the list that we create. We're here to guide you, walk you through. If you use a partner, we'll work with that partner and guide and walk them through the remediation list. We'll look over your shoulder. We'll tell you what you need to do. We'll do checkpoints with you to make sure you're making progress on that. But we expect you to be at the other end, typing on the keyboard, making the changes, owning this with us. That's what success looks like here from our perspective. Once you've prepared the infrastructure, you've provisioned the users, you're now ready to migrate. And if I have any of my migration team here in the room, they're also going to be down at the booth. I would encourage you to talk to them if you're still unsure of whether you're going to migrate your data or not. I think there's two key things that I would leave you with on migration. One, if you don't need that data, that old baggage, then don't continue to carry it around. So make that decision. If the data is important to you in your mailbox, if you need 10 years of your emails because of legal reasons or compliance, regulatory reasons, then migrate it. But if you don't, we have a lot of customers that tell us, hey, I wish you would have told me I didn't really need that. No one ever looks at it. It just cost me a lot of time and money. So we kind of give you the pros and cons of migrating data. But here's the other point. I will tell you, if you need to migrate data, the best way to drive usage of the new service is to move the data. You move the data, you move the usage. Customers, your employees will not continue to use their old notes databases if you move all their data to Exchange. And you enable it so that they can get access to it. And you provide the training and everything that goes with that we'll talk about in the whole driving usage. But if you move the data, you can move the usage. So those two key things. First, decide whether you need to move it. If you need to move it, just know if the quicker you can do that, the quicker you'll drive usage in your new service. And then you're gonna enable the new users and capabilities. This comes with a lot of the training and driving adoption that we'll talk about. I'm gonna do a quick time check here. All right, we're good. All right, so then what can you expect of the Fast Track service and the Fast Track program, my team, when you interact with them? You can see there's a long list of things that are included in the benefit, and then there's a lot of customer or partners working with Fast Track expectations that we have of you all. So if you look at this as kind of a handshake, what we're gonna do versus what you're going to do, this is it. I've highlighted a few things that I wanna point out. You know, first off, the benefit includes ongoing access to the Fast Track engineers. Once you are in, we wanna keep you in to the Fast Track engine. So that means if you add entitlements, if you have a acquisition and you're gonna merge another company with yours, if you add workloads, you can continue to come back. You can call that same Fast Track manager that helped you with the first workload, or you can come back through the portal and request assistance, and we'll get you back to that same fast-track team that worked with you before, assuming that they're still here or that they're not completely loaded up. Next, I'd say, and you can read all these, but I'm just going to highlight a couple, deployment architecture and guidance. So for a certain segment of our customers, we've realized one size doesn't fit all. The benefit is the same. We will give you everything on this regardless of the size. But how we deliver that, we've recognized that for some of our largest customers, we need to do a little bit more. So we've added a fast-track architect team that will actually go on-site if needed or work with you remotely and help you understand what are some of the key architecture changes or decisions that you need to make up front from an identity perspective, an Active Directory perspective, integration with third-party solutions that you may have. We'll give you that guidance and recommendations, again, from what we've seen best practice-wise. And then adoption planning workshops. This is, again, something new that we added last year. I would say this is a key thing that you want to consider. You don't deploy the service. You don't buy the service first off without thinking about using it, and you don't deploy it without thinking about using it. So we actually start these adoption planning workshops at the very front of the process during our kickoff meeting. And we'll have you ready to go as soon as you've enabled the first user, if you've gone through the workshops and done all the things that we'll talk about in the driving usage or driving adoption component. And again, then we expect you or your partner that you work with to be the doers here. And again, we will handhold as much as possible. You have to be on the other end. That's the bottom line. I'm not going to read all this. These are just good for you to have in this deck that you're going to be able to download. This kind of gives you the what we do and where we do it. And if you're 50-plus seats, if you're 20,000-plus seats, and then, again, your responsibilities by workload. And the only ones we didn't add on here are the EMS workloads. And I know, Pablo, you're in the audience. Pablo is going to be doing a presentation. I think I had it somewhere. I think I have it on one of my slides. But it's Thursday, 9 in the morning, accelerating your enterprise mobility suite using Fast Track. All right? So that's 9, and it's what room? 207. 208 and 9. Yeah, so if you have EMS and you want to know how to accelerate there, go to Pablo's session. He will also be at the booth following this presentation or sometime today? We have a whole booth there. So again, I do not want to leave you with, hey, why didn't you include EMS in here? My fault, I just didn't get all of Pablo's stuff in my slides, but he has his own deck and he'll go through that in detail. All right, before I go into these, I have 5 slides, same format, and really they're workload by workload, and I just wanted to provide you a list of the activities that we go through for each of these workloads. On that master slide, it had the same detail here, so I'm not going to spend time reading bullets to you because I do have a demo of one of the wizards that we have for one of the workloads that I'd rather show you live what you can go do right now if you wanted to enable workload with all of the wizard-driven approach that we use. But you can see the activities. All of this comes with the Fast Track service. So again, these are the things that people say, no, you can't do that remotely. You need to be on site to do this stuff. What we're saying is that you told us, hey, we don't need you on site with us. We just need you to help us through the complex things or the challenging things or where we have questions. So this is the kind of list that we perform and we give you guidance on. Configuring DNS and firewall, set up provisioning, configure email flow between source environment. You know, additional benefit, 20,000 seats. Again, I told you before, we're going to do a little bit more than what we would do for customers below that. Exchange unified messaging, public folder coexistence, some of the more complex things that you do just because your environment is large or distributed globally. We have the same list for SharePoint. Some of the same things. This is why we say deploy workloads in parallel. Some of the same things that you go to security for to get approval on from a firewall perspective, you're going to do workload by workload. How about get those approved all up front? You know, we can give you the list of everything you need to do security-wise across the workloads, performance-wise, network-wise. So do all those things at the same time, and it makes your life a lot easier. OneDrive for Business, same thing. You know, identify SharePoint version integration options, select your rollout options, prepare on-premise environment. A lot of these things seem simple, but again, if you know what it is that we're going to help you with and can be prepared, then we'll walk you through these all at the same time. Skype for Business, I'd say the big ads here are PSTN conferencing and cloud PBX. So we'll give you guided assistance there. And I don't know if any of my Skype team is here in this audience today, but they also have people at the booth, and they'll actually walk you through what they'll do from an engineering group perspective. They'll give you all additional help as needed as well. This is a key benefit for them to help, and they're really driving the PSTN conferencing and cloud PBX hard. All right, so last pillar is in driving value. Like I said before, you don't deploy without thinking of using and getting value out of the service. So what are the things that you can do right up front? One thing that we found, and I'll give you a couple examples here, is generating that awareness and that excitement with your user population is step number one. We had a customer share with us what they did. This was a dairy company. They started creating awareness of moving to the cloud, and they called this move to the cloud. Get it? But they wanted to create the awareness that there was a change coming. And they followed that up with training sessions, videos, webcasts, and then a big launch when they were ready to go forward. We had another company come to us and actually ask the different workload engineering teams, the Skype team, the Office 365 team. They invited Apple, they invited Google, they invited other device manufacturers to come to their launch day, and they had, you know, in their foyer, they had all these displays, and they made a big deal out of it. They're generating engagement from users and excitement because, as you all know, people don't like change. So if you can create the awareness and some comfort around it and some excitement and some free giveaways, then, you know, people will kind of get into it. And once they get past the initial shock of the difference or the lack of differences, then, you know, they're usually on board and they move forward. The second piece, you know, managing, preparing for change, this falls on our IT teams in the customer environments. So how well prepared are you all as IT people in the organization or business decision makers to help drive and land this change? The number one blocker that we see as customers come into the Fast Track Center is the IT change management or the user readiness piece. So you can enable all and do all the technical work and then completely stall the usage of this new service. And you'll be wondering, why aren't people using OneDrive for Business? Well, they just don't know. They don't know it's there. They don't know how to get access to it. So sometimes some simple training and user education is all that you need to do. But you can't have usage on day one if you didn't start thinking about this the very beginning of your fast track engagement. So you don't wait till the very end. So this is preparing for change. I'd say it's on the IT teams and then helping your users be ready to go. And then having your success measurements, knowing how you're going to measure if you've achieved success. Is it a certain percentage of your users using the new service? Is it a customer satisfaction survey that you do in your own environment? Again, tell us what those are, and we can give you templates and emails, training templates, guidance, all these things is what we share in the driving value session when we're working with you. All right, so this is the thing that I said that I'd love to share with you and go deep on. If you do these 8 things in this formula, we've seen more than 70% of our customers achieve enabling of the services and starting to use those services within 90 days of purchase. So we track this, and you know, these are the 8 things that come to the top. When we begin working with you, if you know the due date of when you want the service to be available to your end users, if you have intent, in other words, you didn't buy the service as part of a big package and it just came, Office 365 or EMS just came with the package and you don't know what it is, you don't really care what it is, you have no intention of moving to the cloud. If that's you, then you probably won't be successful at this. But if you do have intent and you can tell us why you're doing this and that you want to get it done and you know when you're going to get it done with the due date, then you will be successful. Business reason. You know, why did we buy Office 365? What's driving us? Is it because you have another service? Let's say you're on Google and that you're going to expire that service and you have a deadline there that you have to, so you have a business driver forcing you to move. And you have a success owner. You have someone that is vested in this decision to move to the cloud. Whether it's your CFO, whether it's another part of your finance team, or another business unit that needs SharePoint, whoever that is, if you can define that, we know that you've met the prereqs for moving through the fast track and getting your service enabled. Then how do you accelerate? First off, you make sure that you have your stakeholders ready to engage. That's IT, that's security, that's any regulatory and compliance, that's your training team. You know, that's everyone that's gotta have a role in making this successful. Scenarios, making sure you can tell us what are those scenarios, why are you enabling this, what do you want to get out of this solution-wise? Creating the awareness, the comms plan, the training, those things, if you can articulate these 8 things and you have those in your success plan, we can pretty much guarantee that you're going to move through fast track and you're going to have an accelerated adoption of the service. They seem like common sense, but I'll tell you, probably less than 30% of our customers come prepared with these 8 things. We will work with you if you're not ready. We will work with you to land these 8 things, and again, you will move forward quickly with them. All right, so these were some of the questions before we started. We talked a little bit about this. If you're ready to engage and we haven't engaged you, if you, in the admin portal, if you're not a customer with a partner of record, you will have what you see on the right. You will have a Get Help Now when you go into the admin console. You can click on that and literally get help now. We will call you back, and I'm not sure if Mark Kanin's in the room, but we have all the metrics on this. Less than 10 minutes, we'll call you back and engage with you. If we find that you have a complex deployment, we will forward you a warm handoff to our fast track engineers and walk you through whatever the, if you have a question, whether you have a blocker you're trying to solve, or whether you just simply want help onboarding, we'll start working with you right away. If you have a partner of record, you have 2 options. You can work with that partner and they can get you connected to the Fast Track Center, or you can go on fasttrack.microsoft.com and ask for help immediately. All right, so we're going to try to do a demo here, and the worst case is I'm going to do it. But if it doesn't work, then you can come to our booth afterwards and we'll walk you through this. But what we do, both with you all directly in the admin console and through the fast track process, if you want help and some guidance, you can use these new onboarding experiences. So for all the workloads, we're enabling these wizards in the admin console And if you have a level of comfort with our services and you want to just walk through these wizards, then you can do that yourself without our help. You don't have to have a fast track engineer on the phone. If you want us to walk you through, we'll pull up the same wizard and we'll walk you through this process. But this is step-by-step guidance. We have integrated videos in there. All the information that you would search for in TechNet or online elsewhere is all in these wizards. So you don't have to go to multiple places. It's context aware. So if you go through three or four steps here and then you have to go do something else, then it'll save where you're at. We like to look at this data and see where our customers are getting stuck in these processes. We know that we have a bad process, or we can automate something a little bit better if we know that everyone gets stuck at step four or step five. And then it's dynamic also. So as you answer questions one, two, three, four, you're getting the next set of questions based on those answers that you give. So let's see if we can get this to work. And I cheated, I logged in earlier. Mark would be proud of me. And I see him up front there. So, all right. So this is what it looks like. So this is the actual experience. I'm logged in. And so if you have Yammer and you want to know how to enable that right now, you can go out to portal.office.com, log in, and you can start setting this up right away. All right, so you just kind of work through the questions here. First off, we're going to understand what Yammer is, how we're going to manage it, what are the tools, how organizations use Yammer, and once I'm ready to go, I can connect. And this is just a guided approach. I get some additional information, just like you're used to clicking next, next, next. It's going to ask me some questions. Is there another domain you want to use with Yammer Enterprise? No, I don't need to add another domain. And as you see, the other questions here are changing as I answer these questions. I can sync a global admin account. I can create Yammer users. And it just guides me through the process. Here's the step by step. I'll add my licenses. And I'll kind of save at that point so I don't do something that I can't undo. But this is such an easy approach. Even I can walk you through it, and I'm not technical at all. So if you want more information on these, we have them for every workload. Is that right, Mark? I'm looking for you to shake your head. Yes, so we have them for Exchange. We have them for OneDrive for Business. And all these are in the admin console that you as IT have an account for and can log in.